B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Sit in at Boston City Hall over the reopening of Boston Public Schools. Another fall favorite has been canceled, and one of the founding members of the Roots has died. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, it's been 3 months since the birth of Meek Mill's son, one day since he announced breaking up with said son's mother, and now another bombshell announcement is on the way.
Leroy has your sports.
Apparently, there's a new way to get an advantage in sports, but I'm not sure it's going to catch on.
But first, well, there was a sit-in held yesterday at Boston City Hall over the reopening of Boston Public Schools. Teachers, nurses, bus drivers gathered to demand a seat at the table to give feedback and input on reopening plans and decisions. They are also asking the city to implement policies consistent with safe nursing practices, offer rapid COVID-19 testing at all schools, and provide students and staff with enough PPE before classrooms reopen in September. Union members are also calling for adequate ventilation and cleaning policies, more substitute teachers and nurses, and additional staff to enforce safety protocols, as well as designated isolation rooms. And also, meanwhile, schools in Massachusetts are supposed to submit their plans for reopening by tomorrow, and school leaders will then decide which one to go with in a few weeks. So we'll see what happens. Another fall favorite has been canceled, the Topsfield Fair. The fair, scheduled for the first week in October, has been canceled after safety concerns and restrictions made it impossible for the event to go forward. And this is just one of the fall events that has been canceled this year, including the head of the Charles, Ivy League Fall Sports, and the Big E.
But you can still go to Disney World.
Good God.
In the corona capital of the country.
Then you got a quarantine corona for 14 capital. Days on your way back.
Yeah. But you can still ride. It's a small
Oh, my God.
And Malik B. of The Roots has died. His cousin made the announcement on Twitter, and The Roots confirmed it on their Instagram page. He was one of the founding members of The Roots, along with Questlove and Black Thought, and appeared on the group's first four studio albums before leaving to pursue a solo career. He later reunited with them for two more albums. No cause of death has been announced. Malik B. was 47 years old. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, not so fast, Kanye West. I told you guys yesterday how he had gotten enough signatures to secure himself a spot on the New Jersey ballot for president, and that all he needed to do was have them verified, and he'd be all set. Well, looks like that verification has hit a bit of a snag. Of the 1,300 signatures submitted, more than 600 were found defective for being either, quote, incomplete or, in some cases, written with very similar handwriting, many of which had identical lowercase I's dotted with small circles. I can't get over this story. The Division of Elections is expected to make a decision in the coming days. Kanye's focus is now securing enough signatures, hopefully real ones, for the West Virginia and New York ballots.
It's not going to happen. I mean, who's he hiring to work for his campaign? Is he hiring people who actually want a political career in the future? They'd be better off helping somebody in Mama Can't Find You, Arizona run for mayor than helping Kanye. And if not, he's hiring people who just are Kanye fans, in which case, This is what they're doing.
So you want me to get 800 signatures for you, Kanye? Okay, I'm going to go to the next room for 2 hours and then come back with your signatures, okay? Jim Jones. Tim Jones.
Stop it.
Bim Jones.
It looks like Dr. Dre and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole, did have a prenup after all. Dre recently filed his answer to Nicole's divorce petition, citing irreconcilable differences. Nicole is seeking spousal support as well as division of their multi-million dollar properties. However, Dr. Dre's answer reportedly states the distribution of their real estate will be based on the terms of their prenup. And as for that prenup, Dre's estimated worth is $800 million. Dr. Dre and Nicole Young were married in 1996. And earlier this week, we learned that Meek Mill and his girlfriend and mother to his newborn son, Milano, had broken up. And we learned of the breakup from a social media post from Meek Mill himself, who said, quote, "Me and Milano decided to remain friends and build our child as separate parents. We still have mad love for each other, but we both came to an understanding." That tweet has since been deleted because that understanding may not be an understanding for long. Word is, Meek Mill has another baby on the way.
What?
By another woman. Yes. The only proof we have of this, I will throw this out there, is a screenshot of a text message sent into Ra'ali, who runs a gossip site. And it looked like Milano threw some shade Meek's way after he publicly announced their breakup. And she tweeted, "I would never address my private life publicly." Well, Meek has yet to address the rumors, but we will soon see if there's any truth to them. All right, here's potent. Leroy with sports, right?
Oh, boy, the Sox beat the Mets.
What?
In New York last night. Yes, 6-5. Hallelujah. The NBA restarts tonight, and out of 344 NBA players, zero have tested positive for corona in the latest round of tests. So that's a good thing. Also in the NBA, remember they're allowing players to have messages on the back of their jerseys in place of their names? Well, the Celtics, they revealed theirs, and Gordon Hayward is catching heat for choosing education reform to have on the back of his jersey. I don't get why everybody's so upset. He chose what he chose. Not all the players are putting something on the back of their jerseys.
So they're upset because he's white and he doesn't have Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, it's not, a lot of people are like, it's not bold enough. But
in
the conversation of combating racism, education reform has been part of that conversation. Yeah. So I don't know. But we'll see what happens from there. We'll see if he changes it. I doubt it. This is a funny story. A Buffalo woman's obituary has got the streets talking. All right. So her name is Carol. Hopefully I'm saying this right. Scarsella. All right, so she passed away earlier this month. Rest in peace. We found out in her obituary that she loved to read. She loved to smoke. Says she smoked millions of cigarettes. She loved slot machines. She loved the Yankees, LeBron James, and she hated Tom Brady.
That's a huge bitch.
And this right here, I don't know how former NFL receiver Chad Ochocinco did this, but he said he used Viagra on game days.
What?
Yes, he said, "How you gonna stop me running on three legs?" So apparently, taking Viagra.
Okay.
Apparently, taking Viagra can increase an athlete's endurance on the field.
Okay.
But I just don't. How do you run around with three legs? I couldn't do it. That's crazy. Bruins Blue Jackets in an exhibition game tonight at 7, and the Sox will take on the Mets at 7:07, and that's just sports.
All right, your good news today. Andrew Walker and Jacob Adkins are two hockey players at UMass Boston who wanted to make a difference. So back on July 13th, they started a 10-day Boston to Michigan trip on roller skates. They documented their journey as men in blades on social media to update people and to raise money along the way. So they started a GoFundMe page to raise money for patients, survivors, families, and caregivers struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. They both had family members who were affected, as Jacob's mother is a survivor and Andrew's grandfather died following a cancer battle. Along the way, they stayed in a donated RV along with three friends on their team who served as their chef, nurse, and film producer and photographer. When it was all over, Andrew and Jacob had raised over $27,000.
Very nice.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.